Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Neeraj Joshi. He's a resident in the township of Russell, and he wants to talk about the issues with both transit and daycare in this area. Hi, Neeraj. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So tell us, what do you think is the issue, first of all, with transportation, and then we'll talk about daycare.
Yeah. I would say the Umbran is a beautiful community, nice people, but there are one thing which I feel which is lacking here is the issue of the transportation, especially connecting to Umbran to the Ottawa downtown area. I work downtown and my wife works in downtown area. So for that region, we have to buy two cars because our work schedule doesn't match. And I would be thinking it would have been better if there is some transportation service which is available via the township or by the kind of agreement between Ottawa City and the township. That would have a much better situation for all of us, I guess. And I do a carpooling thing for the same region, and I meet people in the carpooling and they have the same opinion.
Mm-hmm. Have you lived in this area very long?
So, no, we moved here when the price became unaffordable in the Ottawa region. So, we moved for the affordability of the houses reason. So, we moved to Umbran in 2021.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that's one of the things that people often don't realize, that when you move out of the city, you have to, you almost pretty well have to have two cars. So, you have to kind of compute that in your cost of living when you move.
No. So, we were thinking about moving into this area from the 2018. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there was the Russell transport system. So we were hopeful and we were okay with that. But once we moved, that system was shut down and there was no bus service. Now they have one bus service, which is called 417, I guess. But it's too early in both times. Like, it's too early in the morning and it's too early in the evening to come here. So that doesn't solve our purpose and I have a problem, actually.
You're talking about the park and ride at the corner of the 417 and Saint-Guillaume, right?
No. There is a one private bus channel. That's 417 bus service.
I see. All. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not the OC Transpo one, but the 417.
No. Yeah. So the OC is kind of a bit solution, but again, getting into Umbran or Russell or even in the Limoges area, it's still a problem. Then you still again need a taxi or something. And even we don't have so I was thinking if township can promote Uber kind of thing or something that can help, at least the local transit system here, at least to get to the carpool areas.
Right, because that is one of the issues that people, if they want to get to either one of the park and rides or the 417 bus locations or a carpool location, is you need a vehicle to get there to those spots in the first place take transit, right?
Or I was thinking about if township can afford a shuttle service, like a mini bus type things that roam around in our area, township area. So that can help, and I certainly believe that the people will love it and will use it.
Actually, the United Counties of Prescott and Russell had started a program, I think it was last year, it might be the year before now, where they were going to try a ride-on-demand kind of a service, but they ended up losing so much money, I think, that it has been discontinued. But is it something like that you're thinking of, or are you thinking of something with...
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry for interruption, but there are two interconnected problems. One is the shuttle service, which takes you to the certain point, and then to connection to the Ottawa. Mm-hmm. So that's, if there is a mismatch, then nothing will work. If you have even shuttle service, then it will just drop you around some corner. And then if you don't have a transportation to the Ottawa, then there is no use of that thing. So there are the two points that there should be connected, actually.
Yeah, I see what you mean. The issues are both the timing of services that are available and the pickup and drop-off locations. There's not really enough flexibility there.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Actually, when I carpool, I bring people from Ottawa region to really looking for options. Means everyone not have a luxury to work from home. Like there are still people who work, go around outside and work. Mm-hmm. So I think, and the community is growing, and because our industrial area is growing, so people are coming to work here. So I think there is one thing the township should look forward to.
Okay. You have some thoughts on how you can engage the township in this, like maybe get a group of people together that would do a presentation to township council or something like that?
So, frankly speaking, in the beginning, I was thinking about opening my own business of shuttle service or kind of some transport. But I looked and it's too much of work and too much of the laws and too much of the licensing. For my, like a middle class family man, it's not possible unless I'm so rich.
Right.
So of course it's only possible with the help of the township. So yeah, I'm looking for the same kind of person like who thinks in this way. So I'm kind of gathering ideas and collecting people's opinion. Hopefully, when I have enough data, I would like to meet our mayor and to discuss about it.
Right. Okay. That sounds great. So you're taking some initiative, hoping you can help solve the problem that you see.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. So daycare. Let's talk about that.
Okay. So the daycare is another issue. So same thing. So when we moved because we couldn't afford the house in the Oruwa regions, we moved in Imbran. And when we Imbran, my kids were almost 4, like about to start to the school. So when we registered in the school, we asked the school, do we have, because we knew that in the beginning, we will always work because of the type of work, we'll be always working from the offices, not from the home. So we asked the school, do you have aftercare and before care program? They said, yeah, we do have, and please, that's everything is fine. And then the pandemic happened and then they shut down everything. Then we stuck. So there was no aftercare program or before school program in the school. They closed it because of the staff or whatever licensing reason. And they suspended it for the 2 years. So it was very hard time for both of us in the work and scheduling. Oh my God, don't ask. So it was a very tough for both of us. So finding a babysitter or some arrangement, somehow we could manage, but we just managed. It was not easy. It was not pleasing. Then the township took over it. Then we heard, okay, the township is taking over on this daycare things and so many things. But still, there is no there is no light. I don't see anything still coming. And other than that, there are concerns. Like, there are so many parents looking for the regular daycares, and everyone is in dilemma, what will happen? So no one knows.
I know. So that's one of the, I was talking to a young mother recently, and she was saying how, you know, there's all these people advertising for workers, but in her case, she can't find daycare, so she can't go to work. And she finds it frustrating when, you know, people are saying, oh, people just don't want to work. Well, she does want to work, but she can't find a way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, people, of course, because of this expense, everything has become expensive. People have to work. Okay? So, and people are so desperate. So they are living in, suppose, somewhere in Castlemaine, and they are still willing to get daycare of one spot in the Russell. Means it's too far for just for a daycare. I don't think it's fair for the parents, those who are working. The township should do something more about the daycare.
Again, are you going to talk with anyone at the township about this? Or?
So, I just email, you know, that's what I can do in my capacity. And I just get a regular, normal reply, hope for the best kind of, you know. So that's nothing really. I think the township is working, and maybe they have a hard time finding staff and everything. So the community is growing. So the township should have predicted that problem would come, and so they should have taken action before, like when the situation arises. I think.
So like before allowing a whole bunch of new houses or whatever, they should have thought of some of these other issues first.
So of course, when the new houses are coming, new people are coming, and mostly the young people are coming, I can predict there would be a issue of the schooling in the next coming years. I mean, there will be need of the new school. Certainly, you will see in the future, recent future, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks to the community people. Actually, they are welcoming, and because I am not white, but still people welcome me everywhere. So that's nice to see. And something I want to say about the township. The township should do something more about daycare and at least a shuttle service of the local transport. That's my request to the township.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Okay.
This is CJR Radio, last on the dial and first for local news.